From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Henry Epp. Close to 35,000 homes and businesses around Vermont are still without power after a powerful windstorm hit the area Sunday night. Utility officials say the storm caused outages in most areas of the state, downing trees, power lines, and breaking utility poles. Utilities and state officials say it could be days still and even into the weekend in some areas before all power is restored in Vermont. Residents are urged to stay away from downed power lines. Republican Governor Phil Scott says the Red Cross is prepared to open shelters if needed. Scott encouraged residents who need help or a warm place to stay to call 211. New Hampshire law enforcement have launched a criminal investigation of three members of the Dartmouth College faculty. Police are focusing their investigation on allegations of sexual misconduct. The three professors under investigation are Bill Kelly, Todd Heatherton, and Paul Whalen, all faculty in Dartmouth's Center for Social Brain Sciences. New Hampshire's Attorney General, along with the state police and other law enforcement agencies, are conducting the probe, according to an email sent to students by Dartmouth's president. The three professors have been placed on paid leave, quote, with restricted access to Dartmouth property, according to a news release from the college. Last night, the Burlington City Council decided to postpone choosing between two buyers for Burlington Telecom. At Monday's meeting, Councilor Karen Paul announced she would recuse herself from the vote due to a conflict of interest, which she says only recently came to light. Councilor Dave Hartnett says that given Paul's recusal last night, he wanted to postpone the vote.
At the 11th hour, we have a city councilor that steps up and says, I can no longer participate because I have a conflict of interest, but all along have cast votes to get us to this situation. I don't feel good about that.
Hartnett's motion to delay the vote eventually passed the city council. The council will meet again next Monday to continue discussion on the sale of Burlington Telecom. And a Wilmington man is facing several charges after he was found sleeping in a stranger's home. State police responded to a Marlboro home around 3 a.m. on Saturday after a teenager called 911 upon finding the man sleeping in an upstairs bedroom. Police say the 43-year-old man was still sleeping when they arrived. He's facing a charge of unlawful trespass and possession of cocaine. The Eye on the Sky forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy this afternoon, scattered rain or snow showers in the northern mountains, highs from the mid-40s to lower 50s. Tonight, slight chance of an evening rain or snow shower in the northern mountains, lows mainly in the upper 20s to mid-30s. And on Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, highs mostly in the 40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.